You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, why do people roll their eyes at food trends like cupcakes, frozen yogurt, and pumpkin spice lattes? Our guest says it's because there's a double standard when it comes to some kinds of food. Right now, controversy around oil pipelines often involves environmental concerns, but when a pipeline is being built, private property rights can also be a point of contention. Here in Wisconsin, Canadian energy company Enbridge has reached agreements with property owners to run pipelines through their land, but in some cases, the company can harness the state's power of eminent domain. A recent change in state law makes it easier for Enbridge to use that power as the company looks at a possible expansion in the state. Dan Egan is a reporter covering the Great Lakes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His latest piece is called Greasing Oil's Path. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, Dan, there are a lot of high-profile pipelines elsewhere in the country. Tell us about the Enbridge pipeline, how much of it is running through Wisconsin and what it's bringing.
Yeah, it's not a pipeline. It's a cluster of pipelines that carries some 2 million barrels per day, a little more than that, and will soon be able to carry another 300,000 barrels per day through the length of Wisconsin. And for a little perspective, I think the Keystone XL is going to have, if it's built, a maximum capacity of 830,000 barrels per day. So we're looking at, you know, approaching three times that coming through Wisconsin already, with the potential for more.
And talk about arrangements with private property owners. The pipeline has to run in a more or less straight line, I guess, and sometimes that's going to take it through private property. How has that been arranged in the past?
Well, in the past, I mean, there's an easement. It's 80 feet wide, running from Superior to the Illinois border, more than 300 miles. And this easement was secured decades ago, most of it in the 1960s, I believe. And most of it was done with willing partnerships with property owners. The pipeline company would give these property owners a fee to have the right to lay these pipes through their land. The problem is this easement is now maxed out. It can't hold any more pipes. So unless they start removing pipes, they'd have to expand it. Now, to be clear, Enbridge is not saying that they're planning an expansion at the moment, but they have said in the past that they are considering a new pipeline, one that could theoretically have the capability of carrying 1.2 million barrels per day. And they have done surveys along this easement on the private properties that straddle it, which is the first step that it would take to do an easement expansion. Now, in most cases, I would guess that the company is going to be able to reach new deals with today's property owners. But in the cases where they don't, then they have to go to the Public Service Commission and, through eminent domain, condemn that property. And what the legislature did recently, I mean, some people will argue it's a tweak, but it's a tweak that was specifically asked for by Enbridge lobbyists, and that was to allow business entities, such as limited liability partnerships, to use this power, this awesome power, to claim private land. Previously, the way the state law was worded, it was only corporations, but the Enbridge entity that would be seeking to acquire this property, these easements, it operates as a limited liability partnership. So they changed the wording, and that was probably done because in 2008, the Public Service Commission granted Enbridge the authority to claim some easements on private property. But one of the members, the commission members, said, you know, technically, you're not a corporation, and there was a lot of ambiguity in this, and she ended up finding that because they also have a corporation status in another company operating in the state that was somehow involved, she said that they would give it to him this time, but next time it may not be so easy, so they changed the law.
Talking to Dan Egan from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about pipelines and private property rights. And Dan, you wrote about a couple conflicts in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Can you first tell us about one that happened in Superior, where a man was arrested for trespassing on his own lot?
Yeah, he was trying to stop construction of a pipeline that his family had not consented to, and Enbridge made the argument that their existing easement gave them the right to do this. This is in an area above Enbridge's oil distribution center. So when I was talking about this 80-foot easement, that runs out of the distribution center. This was an easement that runs into it. It only runs about across, you know, maybe 14 miles of Wisconsin land coming in from Minnesota. Anyway, it's not as wide, and the family It did not consent to have this pipeline laid in 2009, and Enbridge went ahead and did it anyway, and it ended up in court. Well, first of all, when the family's son, a 29-year-old at the time, I believe, tried to stop the construction, he was arrested. He was put in handcuffs and hauled off to jail for trespassing on his own property. Those charges were subsequently dropped. The family took their case to court, and they ended up winning. And it was decided that no, Enbridge didn't have the right under their existing easement to lay this pipeline, but the line was already in the ground. They considered it a mistake. They awarded the family some, I can't remember the figure, I think it might have been $150,000 total, but the pipeline is still running today. So that was one conflict, and there was another one that we talk about in the story that happened out in North Dakota, and it was another Enbridge pipeline that would have been coming into Superior, and this gentleman happens to live in Wisconsin now, but he owns property in North Dakota, and he refused to give Enbridge an easement, and he took it all the way to the North Dakota Supreme Court, where Enbridge backed off because they ended up deciding not to build that pipeline.
So with eminent domain, this is where Enbridge would go, as you say, to the Public Service Commission and look for the ability to use this property, whether the owner wants it or not. What did the legislature, when they changed this law, weigh in on whether this is a power that should be used more than it currently is?
No, I haven't been able to get legislative leadership to talk about it at all. And the only reason that, we know Enbridge was behind this push is because of an open records request by Wisconsin Public Radio. So thanks for the good work. I don't know what their motives were or what the idea was behind it, but, you know, nobody doubts that we need oil. We need oil as much as we need electricity, as much as we need schools, and those are commonly, projects that are commonly relying on eminent domain. But the question is how much oil, because not all of this oil is staying in the state or even the region or even in the country. I mean, Enbridge has shipped oil out of the Gulf of Mexico. They've reversed the line that used to flow into Sarnia, which is just northeast of Detroit. So now it flows out of Sarnia to the Canadian East Coast. So the argument from a lot of people opposed to these lines is that Wisconsin's being asked to bear, a risk. It can be debated how significant, but pipelines do leak, as one did just a couple of days ago. And to a limited, the argument goes, economic benefit. This is Canadian oil headed toward Canadian or other offshore countries.
And a lot of times concerns about pipelines are for environmental risks, like possible leaks, as you just mentioned. When you were talking to property owners, some of them say, hey, I'm not an environmentalist. They're worried about their property rights when it comes to eminent domain.
Absolutely, yeah. I talked. There was a gathering in Madison back in May with about 50 people who live along the existing easement, and then they showed up to make it known that they do not support the idea of Enbridge being able to claim more use of their property. And these were not people, or this was not a group entirely composed of people opposed to the idea of tar sands oil coming out of Canada and going into American gas tanks. These were a number of self-described conservatives who just don't think that a for-profit foreign company should be, taking the property rights of Wisconsin residents.
As you mentioned earlier, Dan, Enbridge is not currently looking to try to use eminent domain to get to these easements, but has indicated it wants to expand its pipeline capacity in Wisconsin. Do you have a sense of what kind of timeline there would be if Enbridge wanted to bring up that capacity?
Well, there's so much at play right now. There is a pipeline under construction, and there's some arrests just last week from some protesters up in Superior. There's a new pipeline. The plan is for it to come from Alberta, from the tar sands, through Minnesota into Wisconsin. It's been approved in Canada. It's been approved in Wisconsin. It's being built in both places, but the state of Minnesota has yet to sign off on it and won't do so or won't make a decision on it until April. If this pipeline gets built, it's probably going to put more pressure on Enbridge to push more oil through the length of Wisconsin, because it's just like a river. You can't increase upstream flows without increasing downstream flows. So how this shakes out in Minnesota will be really interesting, especially, you know, given the recent news just today that the Nebraska Public Service Commission has approved the Keystone XL. And, you know, these are two pipelines coming from basically the same place, carrying basically the same product. And, you know, it's not known right now if both of them are needed. So maybe Keystone XL gets built if Minnesota doesn't approve the Enbridge line.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Dan Egan, reporter covering the Great Lakes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us for a look at oil pipelines in Wisconsin and private property rights.